And now we have Todd Zwillick with us, our Washington correspondent. And Todd, breaking news this morning. It was expected, but now Harvard Law professor and consumer advocate Elizabeth Warren has officially launched her campaign for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts. Was this a surprise?
No, because it wasn't really will she, won't she about Elizabeth Warren. It was kind of will she and when will she say so. You will remember Elizabeth Warren, of course, consumer advocate. She was President Obama's choice, at least unofficially, to head up the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Staunch opposition from Republicans, but she earned herself a high national profile in the process. Lots of TV interviews, congressional testimony, talking about the middle class getting squeezed, talking about the injustices of Wall Street, talking tough about what has to be done to control excesses on Wall Street, and she earned herself a national profile. I think we have a bit of tape from Elizabeth Warren's first campaign video getting ready to announce why she's running for Senate in Massachusetts.
We do. Take a listen.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to run for the United States Senate. And the reason is straightforward. Middle-class families have been chipped at, hacked at, squeezed, and hammered for a generation.
So it's probably a little early to think about any polls showing whether or not Elizabeth Warren can do this. But what is our kind of gut feeling of Massachusetts reporters in terms of how they feel about her opponent, Republican Scott Brown?
Right. Well, Elizabeth Warren has fantastic name recognition in a state that, let's face it, is a blue state. Scott Brown is a Republican. He won last time in a surprise race. He's going to have a tough race with whoever the Democratic nominee is. And by the way, I should say, there are plenty of Massachusetts politicians, both local and state, and even a couple of congressmen who are interested in that seat. So Elizabeth Warren doesn't get it automatically. There will be a primary. But Scott Brown is considered vulnerable simply because he is a Republican. He tried to the Tea Party to win, and Massachusetts is a blue state. You know, Celeste, I do want to tell you, since we were talking about the New York 9th race and David Weprin, the Democratic candidate, there were so many Democrats on the Hill as this race was slipping away from them in a seat that should have been theirs, who were rolling their eyes and sighing and said, you know, we didn't learn anything from Scott Brown's race in Massachusetts. Remember Martha Coakley, the state attorney general who lost? She was viewed by Democrats the next morning as being a very weak candidate who didn't know how to campaign. And they said, you know, we feel like Weprin is sort of like a new Martha Coakley. They didn't choose well. He wasn't a good speaker. He wasn't a good campaigner. And even if you think a safe a seat, you have to recruit good candidates, or you might lose one that you think belongs to you. They never belong to you. Always choose a good candidate.
All right. Well, let's step outside of the election and campaigning and talk about something that happened on Capitol Hill. Some compromise, I guess, good news here that is over the reauthorization of funding for the FAA. We've talked before about how this was stalled in Congress and what happened.
A big change. You remember back in early August, the FAA shut down for a week, and it was acrid and toxic, and it was terrible. Here's a no-drama change. The House yesterday voted to extend the FAA by 4 months, but they even combined it with an extension of a very controversial highway bill worth tens of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions if you take one version of it, and they did it all at once. They're going to extend that for 4 months, and it was really, really amazing. Well, listen to Harry Reid here. He's going to give a little bit of an explanation about what changed, and then we'll try to explain it.
The reason we were able to get FAA done on a short-term basis in the highway bill is because we're working very well with the leadership in the House, convincing them that we're doing our best. I'm convinced they're doing their best to try to get these done on a longer-term basis.
Both of those bills have to be reauthorized for a long-term basis. The highway bill is a 6-year bill, or might be. The FAA is a 4-year bill. Harry Reid didn't say what the issues are that they're working on in good faith, but we all know what the issues are. Money. Billions of dollars separating Republicans and Democrats on the highway bill. On the FAA bill, it's real politics. Union rules that the Obama administration has passed on how airlines and rail companies can unionize, and also a controversial case from the National Labor Relations Board in South Carolina, where the Obama administration is perceived by Republicans to have stuck it to the Boeing Corporation because they wanted to move there. Harry Reid didn't say that those are the pivot points, but we all know what the issues are, and there may be some movement on those big political issues that they're working out.
So maybe some work getting done in Capitol Hill. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much as always.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.